It begins in the Midwest state of Iowa, where voters from both parties gather in small groups or caucuses to express their preference for who should be the presidential nominee of their party. With so many candidates running in both parties, Iowa and other early contest states have a crucial role in winnowing down the field of contenders. Stefan Schmidt is a professor of political science at Iowa State University.
It's more important than ever. Because the process is so compressed, there are some candidates who really are relying on Iowa to catapult them.
If history is any guide, contenders who do well in the early contests often go on to win the party nominations. Those who falter in the early going usually are forced to withdraw from the race. Dante Scala teaches politics at the University of New Hampshire.
Typically, the New Hampshire primary has been so important in part because it's gone early and it's been one of the first real indicators of how voters actually feel about the candidates. After all the polling, all the talk, all the money raising and so forth, New Hampshire is really the first election in the primary cycle.
Scala adds that Iowa and New Hampshire also represent the last examples of what is known as retail politics, where voters can meet the candidates in person or in small groups and ask questions.
We still see a lot of that retail politicking, one-on-one, town hall meetings and so forth. That's still taking place up here.
Iowa State expert Stefan Schmidt says citizens in the early voting states are aware of their special role in the U.S. presidential election process.
We take it, and they take it, very seriously. There is a sort of sense in this state that you have a kind of moral responsibility to participate in politics, to inform yourself.
That sense of commitment to the process is an essential part of the Iowa caucuses, where voters head out on a winter's night to listen to speeches before making known their candidate preferences. Arthur Sanders is a political scientist at Drake University in Iowa.
Caucuses require much more of a commitment than a primary does. It's at a single time, on a cold, usually, January night, and it's not like going and voting and leaving.
The early voting states can also be picky about their candidates. For example, Dante Scala says presidential contenders who have an independent streak often do well in New Hampshire.
New Hampshire voters tend to have an ordinary streak, and that tends to be toward introducing something that's new, a candidate that's for change and reform, typically is one who suits New Hampshire voters' tastes.
For example, Republican John McCain's popularity with independent voters helped him win the New Hampshire primary against George Bush in the 2000 election. Iowa has played an important role in the nominating process since 1976, while the New Hampshire primary has been an influential stop on the campaign trail since the early 1950s. Some critics suggest Iowa and New Hampshire wield too much influence in the presidential nominating process, and that other states should have the chance to hold their caucuses or primaries first. But Drake University expert Arthur Sanders says there are advantages to having Iowa and New Hampshire go first.
The best defense of the system is that you start in some smaller states like Iowa and New Hampshire, where candidates without enormous resources can, in fact, compete, maybe not on an even field, but on a more even field.
Several states have now decided to crowd the election calendar early in 2008. Florida and Michigan want to move up the dates of their primaries. That has resulted in some of the traditional early contest states, like Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina, holding their caucuses in primaries even earlier than usual. More than 20 states are scheduled to hold primary or caucus elections on February 5th of next year, meaning the battle for the party nominations could be over earlier than ever. Stephen Wayne is a professor of government at Georgetown University in Washington, D.C. He says the compressed and advanced primary calendar could help the current front runners in each party, Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Rudy Giuliani.
And you got to remember now, we have a heavily front-loaded campaign where the big states are going first. Michigan, Florida, And then on February 5th, we got New York and you got California. And some of those states are winner-take-all states, and they're more, some of them, like Florida and California and New York, are much more moderate states, and Giuliani can do very well and just build up a sizable lead.
If the party nomination battles are essentially settled by February or March, it would set up an 8-month general election campaign between the Democratic and Republican party nominees, culminating on Election Day, November 4th, 2008. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.